Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for a really exciting deep dive into the world of data and dashboards. Today's overview is all about Power BI for Power Users by Laura Rogers from IW Mentor. You've ever been curious how to go from spreadsheets to visual stories? Stick around.
Oh, absolutely. I am genuinely pumped for this. We're talking about a guide packed with practical tricks for business users. No coding headaches or late-night IT requests required.
Exactly. The whole purpose behind this training is to put data superpowers in the hands of, well, people like us, business professionals who just want clear answers, not complicated formulas.
Like, you don't have to be a data scientist or wear a lab coat for this, right? Laura's course is all about making Power BI accessible, from getting that first clean chart to building dashboards that'll wow anyone from your boss to your cross-functional teammates and teams.
Right, and the scope is honestly huge. It kicks off with what Power BI even is, then zooms through connecting to data. Whether you're in Excel, SharePoint, or the depths of the cloud, digs into building reports, and yes, shows off the new AI features like Copilot.
Mike, I love that it goes the full journey. You start as a beginner, getting your bearings with Microsoft 365 integration, and you end up with, honestly, confidence. From date cleaning and Power Query to publishing, sharing, automating, and troubleshooting, it's all in here.
The main thesis? Power BI is for everyone who wants to tell powerful stories with their data. Thus, it's about empowering business users to become independent and creative with their insights without waiting for IT to build reports.
You know, that's pretty important right now. Business decisions move quickly. If you rely on someone else to pull reports, you miss the chance to, like, act on what you see. So yeah, this course is super relevant for anyone in a data-driven workplace.
Couldn't agree more. So, you ready to geek out on everything from visual best practices to real-life demos, Copilot surprises, and why scheduling your data refresh might save your coffee break?
Let's get to it.
All right, let's start with the basics. What is Power BI? At its core, it's a business analytics solution that takes that giant mess of numbers you have in Excel and transforms it into clear visual insights.
It's almost like magic, but it's actually just smart design, right? You get these interactive dashboards, charts, and, like, it's all about making sense of the chaos.
Right. And a big deal, Laura points out, Power BI isn't just for analysts with fancy titles. The people using it range from BI specialists, sure, but also business managers and, honestly, anyone curious enough to click around. Even non-technical folks can build and share dashboards.
Let's not forget IT admins. They're in there managing workspaces and making sure everyone's insights stay secure. So Power BI is kind of the ultimate team player across the company.
Absolutely. And because it's fully integrated with Microsoft 365, it plays nice with Excel, SharePoint, and Teams. Like, you could just drop a chart into a Teams chat and have the whole team talking about numbers instead of, well, only cat memes.
I've actually done that. It's honestly pretty cool. And, you know, that real-time collaboration piece is huge, sending files back and forth. When your data updates, your chart updates right there on the SharePoint page.
Seriously, why email another .xlsx again? You can share living dashboards, automate reports, and with things like row-level security, make sure only the right eyes see the details.
Power BI really is more than a tracker. It lets you visualize patterns, automate reporting, and even lets users explore data using natural language. With Copilot now in the picture, people can literally type questions and get charts.
Speaking of making things easy, there's a great demo in Laura's course. Importing an Excel sales data file, building a quick bar chart, and sharing that in Teams within, like, 5 minutes.
I mean, that's the dream workflow. Take a boring list of sales by region, drag and drop it, and in no time, you've got something you actually want to show at the next team meeting. So let's talk getting started, because even the best tools feel overwhelming at first. The course separates Power BI into two worlds, desktop and server.
Yep, desktop is your offline workshop. You install it on your computer, build reports, experiment, play around. This is where the heavy lifting happens with modeling and visuals. The service is in the cloud. That's where you share your masterpieces, collaborate, and schedule automations.
I like thinking of desktop as the kitchen. You know, you're doing your cooking there, but the service is like serving the meal at the table. Everyone gets to taste and share.
That's a tasty metaphor. And the comparison table in Laura's slides makes it clear. Desktop has full editing, but collaboration, sharing, and scheduling data refresh, all that happens in the service.
Let's talk about connecting data, because that's where most people get tripped up. You aren't limited to just Excel. Power BI connects to SharePoint lists, databases, even huge online cloud sources. You can import a snapshot, or you can connect live, which is called direct query.
Right. Direct query means your Power BI report updates every time someone opens it, basically checking the source in real time. It's so clutch for those like, are these sales numbers current? Moments.
And seriously, there's even a feature called Analyze in Power BI on SharePoint lists. You click a button, boom, you get an instant report that updates as your list does.
Laura also emphasizes setting up your first Power BI workspace. This is basically your team's central hub for all your data stories. You give people access, set up roles, and suddenly, your department has its own little analytics playground.
You can even use templates to make workspace creation easier. Or just wing it and customize as you go. You have a premium workspace, you get bigger data sets, and, you know, all the bells and whistles.
So in summary, you don't need to be an IT pro. Grab desktop, connect to your data, set up your workspace in the service, and like, let the insights roll.
Exactly. And if you mess up, no worries, because you can just try again. It's the easiest way to learn.
From there, it's time to get comfortable with the Power BI interface itself. Still remember my first time opening desktop? I felt like I'd unlocked a spaceship cockpit.
There are a lot of panels, right? Pages along the bottom, a big canvas in the center, and then those panes on the right. Visualizations, fields, and filters.
Yep, and Laura makes it super simple. Pages are like tabs. A report can be multi-page, so if you want an overview, a details tab, and even a drill-through page, you got it.
Bookmarks are pretty neat, too. They save your view, so if you filter everything for North America, you can jump right back to that in a click.
The visualizations pane is where you choose your chart type. Click, drag, and suddenly you're switching from a column chart to a line, or maybe even a KPI tile if you want a big, bold number.
And the fields pane, the master directory of all your tables and columns. You drag region or sales into a chart. Boom, you're visualizing rename, tidy up your data, or if you're adventurous, set up calculated columns.
Don't underestimate filters either. You can filter at the report level, page, or even a single visual. So, like, if you want everyone seeing only 2024 numbers, can do. Just set a filter.
And filters help performance too, right? Less data being visualized, faster reports, and it keeps everyone from getting lost in the weeds.
Exactly. Laura's approach really demystifies all these panes. By the time she's done, the spaceship dashboard just feels like, driving a car. By the way, did you ever get stuck trying to find the right pane?
Oh, please. First time, I renamed my field Total Sales to Goops. Data hygiene is a journey.
Relatable.
All right, now that we know our way around, let's get into the visuals. Power BI gives you a bunch. Bar slash, column, line, pie, tables, and those big KPIs.
I love a good bar chart for comparing categories. You know, sales by region or product. Makes everything immediately clear.
Right. Line charts are fantastic for showing trends, like sales growth month by month. It's visually obvious when you're killing it and when things need attention.
Pie charts. I use them sparingly. They're great for showing proportions if you only have 3 or 4 slices anymore and like, nope.
I agree. Tables, though, are the hiding place for detail geeks. If you really want to show every number, it's perfect, but pair it with a clear title and color, or things get crowded.
KPIs are my favorite. Big number right at the top, you know, like total sales for the quarter. It keeps everyone focused on the goal.
The slides also talk about customization. Titles, axes, themes. It may sound boring, but it makes your visuals clear and professional. Nothing's worse than a chart with data one for every axis.
And best practice? Consistency. Use matching colors for the same thing across visuals, clear fonts, just enough white space, and labels so even new folks catch on quickly.
There's a whole demo in the course that starts with a messy table and turns it into, like, a dashboard you want to open every morning.
And don't forget interactivity. Slicers let viewers filter for exactly what they need, making the dashboard way more personalized. Tooltips are great too. Cover your mouse and get extra context. No more, wait, what's this blue bar? We've built visuals. So what about turning them into a report people actually want to use? The course spends a lot of time on creating effective reports. Do you go single page or multi-page?
I usually start with an overview page, a couple of KPIs, a chart, or two. Get straight to the point for busy execs. So analysts get more detail pages for deeper dives.
Layout matters a ton. Put the most important numbers top left. People read like that automatically. Group visuals together, use white space so it doesn't feel crowded, and honestly, test it on a small screen.
And don't overdo the interactivity. Too many slicers or complex navigation buttons, and people get lost. But man, a well-placed drill down, a good slicer, or a clear bookmark feels like magic.
Consistency is key. Matching themes, clear fonts, high contrast. Plus, always test reports with actual users. They'll tell you if the colors are too bright or a filter just doesn't make sense.
The best part is you can keep iterating, get feedback, tweak visuals, and keep making the report better.
Now let's clear up confusion about reports, dashboards, and data models. Reports are those multi-page beasts, super interactive. Dashboards are that one-pager, like your team's mission control for key metrics.
Reports are for digging deep. Dashboards are fast check-ins. Think of dashboards as my morning coffee view. All important KPIs in one spot.
And both rely on the data set underneath, the data model. You build that in desktop, publish it once, then everyone can use that single source of truth for their visuals.
Creating a dashboard is basically pinning visuals from different reports to one spot in the service. Like, you can mix a sales chart and a customer satisfaction KPI all in one page.
And reports and dashboards both pull live data if your source is set up right. So if your database updates, your dashboards and reports do too.
Executive, stick to dashboards for a quick bird's eye view. Analyst, dive into reports for all the detail and context. Once you've got your killer report or dashboard, where does it live? Workspaces. It's like your team folder in the cloud, a centralized hub for all Power BI content.
And permissions are a big deal here. You assign people as admin, member, contributor, or viewer. Need someone to just watch and not touch. Viewer, got a collaborator, make them a member.
It definitely helps keep things secure and organized, especially with lots of teams. Plus, Power BI lets you share reports through direct links or embed them in Teams or SharePoint. No more, did you get my email? Headaches.
And everything's updated in real time, so people trust what they're seeing. Plus, you can audit who saw what and when, which comes in handy if you're worried about compliance.
The course recommends embedding reports in Teams so your crew can see their KPIs right inside their daily chat. No extra tabs, no confusion.
Honestly, it's so much cleaner than sharing screenshots that are out of date or spreadsheets that get lost. Okay, I'm actually excited for this. Copilot in Power BI. This is where things get futuristic. Imagine telling Power BI, show me sales by region as a bar chart, and the chart just appears.
I know, Copilot acts as an intelligent assistant. It analyzes your data with AI, identifies trends, points out outliers, and can even write DAX. That's data analysis expression. Measures for you.
And you don't have to learn the technical language. Natural language works. That means more people can play with data, not just the regular spreadsheet nerds.
Still, Copilot works best with clean, well-structured data, and it's not perfect, the document points out. Always double-check any insight. Think of Copilot as a brainstorming buddy, not a boss.
Great way to put it. And as the features evolve, it's only going to get more helpful for business users.
Let's talk about getting your reports out to the world and keeping them up to date without lifting a finger. Publishing from desktop to service is like the go live button for your visuals.
Once you publish, you keep everyone on the latest with scheduled data refreshes. That way, no one ever works from last month's numbers by mistake.
And if you need to share outside the company or with folks who aren't in Power BI daily, exporting to PDF or PowerPoint makes it easy, though that's a static snapshot, no interactive magic. Subscriptions are super handy too. You can have Power BI email a report every Monday or ping your phone if a metric spikes or drops below a line. Total game changer. Built-in automation means more coffee breaks and less time. Babysitting reports.
And last, but not least, things will go wrong. Maybe a data refresh fails, numbers don't add up, or someone can't see their region's data. The training spends real time on troubleshooting advice.
They do, and I appreciate that. Laura dives into best practices for fixing common issues, checking data source credentials, repairing filter settings, and the power of row-level security for managing who sees what.
Plus, tips like cutting down visuals if your report is slow or using the performance analyzer to spot bottlenecks before they get embarrassing.
And honestly, using view as role to check if your regional manager can only see their region, so clutch. Mistakes happen, and this course helps you diagnose them without panicking. So, let's recap. Power BI isn't just a tool for number nerds. It's for everyone who wants to turn messy data into stories, automate updates, and share the insights where they matter most.
We talked through building visuals, designing effective reports, creating dashboards, setting up workspaces, using Copilot, automating sharing, and of course, troubleshooting the hiccups.
The big takeaway, you don't need to be in IT or have a coding background to make data your secret weapon. With the right process, some practice, and a willingness to experiment, you can genuinely wow the next meeting.
And, you know, with AI features and all this self-service, there's never been a better time to start. Give it a shot, play with the tools, and let your inner data scientist out for a spin.
Thanks for listening. Hope you're ready to create, automate, and share some amazing stories with your own data soon.